Hello.
Hi, Kevin. Good evening. John Kyle here with Local Splash.
How's it going? How you doing?
Right. Good. Did I catch it at the right time? I know you said 6:30, so just want to make sure I'm not calling too early.
No, we good.
Okay, cool. So just to go over a couple things, I tried to send you an email. Do I have your email address wrong? I saw on your website, it's just kevin@romansgladiatorpainting.com. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's spelled K-E-V-E-N-R-O-N-E-N-S. Not like my name.
Okay, so Kevin, K-E-V-E-N, and then R-O...
N-E-N-S @gmail.com.
Okay, and then you said R-O-N as in Nancy or M as in Mary, E-N-S?
N as in Nancy.
Okay. And then @gmail.com?
Yes.
Gotcha. Is that the proper spelling of your name, Kevin, K-E-V-E-N?
No.
Oh, okay. No worries.
It's a long story, but yeah, that's it. That's the email.
No worries. All right. I'm sending you an email right now that just says, please reply to all with like logo artwork or anything like that. I know if we make that for you, obviously that's different, but I think you had some already. So, you know, you can just do that if you ever want to get photos into the support team and whatnot. Okay.
You mean send y'all photos?
If you ever wanted to, yeah.
Okay. You mean besides what's on the website?
Say it again?
You talking about photos in regards to the business, like the before and after pictures,
if you want anything like uploaded to the website or Facebook ads, things like that, correct?
Okay.
It's just to give you another resource. I mean, there's multiple ways to do it. I just provide that just so that way you have it as a resource in case. Because you can upload them on your own through our back-end dashboard, things like that. But some of our clients like just to be able to have an email to send in just to make it easier on you.
Yeah, because actually I wanted to add some of the power washing I've been doing.
Yeah, that'll definitely be doable.
Yeah, let me see. So I see Google Map timeline. That's what you're talking about?
No, I just sent an email from Local Splash. Did you see that there or no?
Logos.
Local Splash, uh-huh.
No, not yet. Gmail.
A local, L-O-C-A-L, Local Splash.
No, actually, I don't see it.
I just sent it like literally 30 seconds ago, so it might take a second to show up.
Okay. So let me ask a question. The work y'all do, I think I told you before, yeah, that I was told that I would be at the, I think we talked about this. Mm-hmm. When people pull up Google, they would see, you know, the website of the company. And then they said I would be in the top three or top four or something like that. But so I said, you know, that sounds good. Because at the time, you know, I was really trying to promote the business. And I said, that's probably one of the best ways to do it is people go online, Google, Facebook, things of that nature, and then they can see the website. Right. And, you know, but that never transpired. So, again, you know, so question to you, how long would it be? Because you said, you know, $247, almost $250, or whatever the case may be,
sure,
for a month. So, is how long would it be from now before I'm able to just even go on my phone and say, yeah, I want a painter in Willingboro, and I can just go, you know, would I pop up? How long would it take for me to pop up? Put it that way.
Right. Yeah. And I guess to ask the more important question, you have like license and insurance, like you don't have to have a particular license for a painter, but like the business license and things like that, correct?
Yeah. LLC, all that. Yep.
Okay. Great. So that's an important factor because that's, Google will verify like just to make sure you're a bona fide business. Google does that. It's nothing crazy, but, so they'll go through that step. Once that step is completed and it's something that will help guide you through, but it is something that's going to, transpire between you and Google directly. And, you know, if you have any questions or there's anything holding it back for being fully verified, we'll still help you along that. We have specialists on the team to do that. Google just does require that the business owner, initiate the verification process directly. Okay. So we'll walk you through those steps. As soon as you complete that, usually it is a, you know, 1 to 2 week turnaround to get verified for Google. And then when we start, once we get access to your Google business profile, we usually say that it'll take us a couple of weeks to start getting optimized to where you'll start showing up on the first page when someone's looking for painters near me and they're in Willingboro and surrounding areas. So we say that the total promise time to start seeing yourself optimized, getting towards the first page is 30 to 45 days. But that's why we also do the Facebook ads. So that way you can get a return on your investment very much sooner than that because our Facebook ads will be live for you within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
And we definitely push to get you a return even within the very first month.
Mm-hmm. And this is, so now let me ask you a question. So now what you say, holiday special, whatever you called it. So now you say that'll cover this month. So now we'll be going into the next month. So you saying I would have to pay this type of money every month?
Right. And it's a month-to-month program, which is, again, why we expect and we push to get your return in that first month because I'm sure you know, Kevin, I mean, you know, this is not your first rodeo. You know as well as I do. You're not going to be thrilled to make an investment even in month two if you're not starting to see some traction from what we do. So that's why we move very fast here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me see. Now, question. On the once I make the payment, I don't want anyone automatically removing money from my account without me knowing about it. Like I know, I just say it's on the first. You pay on the first, and then the next month come the first. And some people have automatically taken out of it. No, because I want to see what kind of stuff transpire within this month before I go into the next month. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and we do courtesy calls all throughout the first month for that reason. It is set up on auto pay. It is indeed set up on auto pay, but we will check in, and I can even check in personally before an auto payment occurs just to give you a chance to exit. I mean, you know, that's just part of how the billing is done here. It makes it a lot easier for all parties involved and also the team who are doing the initial programming of everything because keep in mind, we're investing directly into Facebook as well as part of your 250. So, but to be fair to you, and I do this all the time, we can make sure we do a check-in on August 1st. So that way, if for whatever reason you don't like anything at that point, you can always exit before the next payment comes in.
Mm-hmm. That's what we want.
Okay. No worries. We always do a check-in, but I'll do a personal check-in beyond that. So you're probably going to get multiple check-ins in the first month, but I'd rather you get more communication than you like than none at all, right? Like, I mean, we want to make sure of that.
All right.
Anything else that you want me to address at this time?
So that would be basically cleaning up. Basically, I want to make sure I got a clear understanding on what you were saying about what y'all do in regards to what I already have as far as Facebook. Basically, y'all cleaning that up to make it a better version of what it is already. And then on top of that, you doing the whole Google, you know, getting me to the point where the business can be seen by individuals when they pull up Google or when they go looking for a particular service, which, you know, the painting service, be it surrounding area or I would pop up basically.
Right. You're showing up on the first page of Google, right? That's the whole like reason why we exist as a company, to help people get optimized to the first page. And then we'll also get you a new website. We can rebuild it on your current domain of romansgladiatorpainting.com if you prefer, or we can start a whole new domain for you, whatever you feel is easier for you.
This is new. What I have is somebody made this up, so this is fresh. So I don't want to do away with what I already have.
Okay. So do you want us to start a new domain just so you can see what kind of results we're showing without... It won't change the fact that your current domain exists, but we'll just create a brand new one just to... Because, again, our websites are highly optimized to make sure that it gets even better results on Google. So, again, we would provide that as part of the service. It's not like an add-on cost. But you can decline it, too, just to be fair, if you want to keep...
If it's going to benefit, I'm trying to get to whatever's going to benefit me the most.
Okay.
So then we'll
just start a secondary domain then, and then on that secondary domain we'll have an optimized website, and you know, we'll make it look similar to what you have, with the actual like logo and maybe color schemes being similar, but the structure is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be like our optimized structure. And I'll shoot you a text message right now just to, as a reminder of what I'm referring to here. Okay, give me a second here. Let me know when you get that. It's coming in from the 877 number.
Would you say you text that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me open this up here. Local splash.
Yeah, so obviously that logo will be replaced by your logo, and the whole structure can be changed and customized to your liking. But really the whole reason why I'm showing you this is how it's optimized for cell phone use, with the click a call button at the top and bottom of the screen at all times when you're scrolling. Things like that, you know, are just helpful for you to be optimized for cell phone use. So when we create your, when we update your Google Business Profile, we'll link it to a website that's, again, your new website that's going to look like this. And then you'll still have your old website. That way, if you do ever decide to exit with us, you'll still have what you have today. But we'll just do our best to get you the best results possible while you're partnered with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then what's the Facebook page that linked up to? Because I can't get to it from your current website. So is there a link to your Facebook page somewhere, or how can I find that?
Oh, man. See, again, you know, I had someone do all of this for me because I am not computer savvy, as they say, and I'm not a phone tech.
Do you have your personal Facebook page? We can make a new Facebook page for you as well.
Well, that's another thing. I've never been on Facebook, so it wasn't until I started this business that I was told that I have to be on Facebook, so I did.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be one that you... you change or anything like that. It just has to be something that is a human being's Facebook page is all it has to be.
Yeah, if you go on Facebook and just pull up Roman's Gladiator Painters, you will come to the page.
I tried to do that, and I couldn't find it that way, so let me try one more time. Roman's Gladiator Painting Facebook.
Painters. DR.
Painters. Okay, this one is Painters. Okay, I found your personal page. That'll be all I really need. So, Kevin Romans, you have a personal profile, so that works for me. That was the one that you just made for this, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, let me just go ahead and implement that here. Give me 1 second. Yes. And then we're going to do the new domain for you on the website, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the name on the card you'll be using is Kevin Romans, just like your name, right?
Yes, like my regular name, yeah, KevinRomans.
Right, okay. Do you want to authorize anyone else to make changes to your profile on your behalf?
No.
Okay. Just in case, you know, if you wanted anyone else to call in, just let us know beforehand, so that way we can just update your file, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I have he had downloaded it to me. Because the buddy of mine that made up my website, that's what he does. I wanted to make up new business cards. And he was the one telling me, he said, the best way to do it is to have a QR code along with your logo, like, you know, and add that to your card. So when the people scan that QR code, that takes them straight to the website so they can see all your before and after, you know, photos, which is working pretty good for me. So what I was saying, are you able to see? You ain't able to see that. On what you're looking at, do you see the before and after photos on that page where you're at?
Let me see if I see before and afters. Hold on 1 second here.
Because I got a lot of before and after photos on the website.
Yeah, I do see them. They're stacked like top and bottom. So like you'll see like just a couple wide shots of before and after. So yes, that does exist on your site. It's broken up pretty nicely there.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, that structure, obviously you'll have that to still use as a showcase since it's organized well. And then ours, you know, we can still use your own photos as well. We can use stock photos, whatever you want us to do, that's fine too. And then you do power washing as well, right? That was some one of the things you said you want to really include as well.
Yeah.
And you do commercial painting as well, right?
Yeah. And that's all on the cards, too.
So here's what I have so far. Let me know if there's other things you want to include. Painters, painting contractors, interior painters, exterior painters, residential painters, commercial painting, commercial painters, and then cabinet painting, deck painting, power washing. Anything else?
Yeah, anything. Yeah, well, that pretty much sums it up. But anything dealing in the house, as far as and outside, like sheds, fences. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know if I have to mention everything. And if it's inside, it can be banisters, anything from wood banisters to metal. You know, so it's pretty much anything inside and pretty much anything outside.
Okay, so and specialty painters, then we can put as well, right? Could you do that? Like okay. Specialty painters? You do specialty painting?
Yeah, we do special because I do furniture also.
Okay, I'll put that there. Specialty painters, furniture painters.
Because I think I got that on the website too, because if you see the three different categories, each category has everything, you know, listed under that. This interior, it has everything for that exterior, and then special projects.
Gotcha. Okay, last thing for you on the questionnaire is we do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. You know, we're heading into the weekend, so our first available slot is on Monday at 10 to 11, and then the last slot on Monday is 6 to 7, like around this time. Do you want me to schedule it for Monday or another day of the week?
Yeah, let's do it for, can we do Tuesday?
Yeah, any time of day Tuesday, of course.
Yeah, because Monday, and even in the evening, I got a engagement I have to take care
okay.
of.
Would you want to do 6 to 7, like the latest slot in the day? Would that be best for you?
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invite right now as we're talking here. And it's sent to your Gmail address that you just gave me, so you should see that right now. It's a invite from J. Kyle at Local Splash. It'll say Local Splash CI for, like, client interview call for the onboarding, okay? And then last but not least, so Tuesday, 7/9/6/10.
I just got it.
Okay, cool. So last thing here is what hours of operation do you want to show on your website? And your Google profile.
Yeah, I have that on the Angie List page. I don't have it on that. But I have the time is from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay. So, and Monday through Saturday?
Basically, yeah. I typically try because now the wife want to be going places over the weekend. So, typically,
this is just to show online, and then, you know, so people have an idea when to call. They're still going to call you even on Sunday when you say closed on Sunday, to be fair.
Yeah, you can still arrange something. So you can still make it Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, because I pretty much do, because typically it's 8 to 4, but... Well, that was for Google, but that was for that was the time that I used for Angie's List, because
right.
This was dealing with the leads that they call in, so that was something different. So we can do the 8 to 4. That's a
okay.
typical 8 hour day.
Now I know we're gonna do Willingboro and surrounding areas, but are there any target like cities or neighborhoods you want me to type in as some of your key items? Like I remember we talked about Burlington and we talked a little bit about Philly, but any particular places that you want to?
No, when I say, I mean, in Jersey, I pretty much anywhere from Florence to Cherry Hill, Morristown, Mount Laurel, Mount Holly. Yeah, what's that up 38?
Okay.
But anything, pretty much anything.
I see that, Rebus.
Yeah.
Mount Laurel, Mount Holly. Okay. And then, Philadelphia as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it has to
or
be
not
worth
so much.
Me. I try not to, I mean, if I don't have to, you know.
Crossing state line too much?
I think that is just the fact that it has to really be worth me going over there.
Okay.
You know?
Well, let's do this. We'll optimize you here, and if ever you want to, like, build it out further into Philly, just let us know. And, you know, you'll still be optimized where you'll probably trickle in on Google, since you're so close to the state line. But
yeah,
you know, I put Camden as well. Do you want Camden in there?
Any, like I said, anything in Jersey, okay. That is good too. That's that's all right.
Okay, cool. All right. So I just put those, again, areas surrounding you about, 20, 25 miles there. And then other than that, the address that we had on file, 154 Somerset, is that your home base address?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want that published online or no?
No.
Not published.
I don't need to know that info.
No worries.
I don't need nobody knocking at my door.
Okay. All right, so that's good for everything on the questionnaire. Just to let you know a couple other things, you'll notice on your Google Business profile and your Facebook ads, the phone number is going to be slightly different from your number ending in 5028, but all calls will go directly to you. There won't be anything noticed on your customer's end or your end. It'll be just as though they're calling you directly. It doesn't even announce it, but we do that just so we can track it for your sake, and you have real-time ability to see exactly how many calls are produced based on our efforts. And that way, you know, you can hold us accountable and just make sure everything's working. Okay. That is an optional thing. We leave it turned on unless you ask us to turn it off. Are you okay with it being turned on in the beginning?
Yeah, I ain't no problem with it. And again, okay. Too, you can add Philly. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Because once I get a call, and I get to talking to the homeowner and discuss what it is they're trying to get done, then that can pretty much determine whether if that's worth me going over there or not. So at least that.
So how about this? We'll make sure it's open for Google, but do you want us to run Facebook ads for that? Because remember, you have a monthly budget on Facebook. Do you want us to pour Facebook dollars into Philly?
Wait a minute, I didn't understand what you just said.
So when we run your ad for Facebook, right, when we choose different cities, how it works is, you know, your budget for the month is at $100. If we include Philly, then you might get some traction in Philly and, you know, you'll have less dollars to spend on the other cities, if that makes sense, around you in New Jersey. That's what I'm saying. We can still do it and you can pivot however you want. Since you weren't so thrilled about Philly, we can just make sure it's optimized on Google. And then, but not spend ad dollars yet on Philly until you say so.
Okay. So it's basically for Jersey currently until we say otherwise. That's what you're saying?
Oh, no, I'm saying we're going to choose Philadelphia, PA.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put here Philadelphia only for Google. Not for Facebook. So we'll include Philadelphia, PA, for your Google listing, right, that you service that area so that way it can pull up on Google. What I meant was we won't spend Facebook ad dollars there yet unless you tell us to turn it on. So that way your ad spend will be on your more local communities.
Got you. I understand. Thank you.
Just trying to help you stretch it out because, like you said, the way you're explaining Philly is like, It's a, you know, maybe situation. You're not always taking all like jobs in Philly. And so I wouldn't want you spending ad dollars and getting like, oh yeah, Philly's calling me like crazy and I don't want any of those jobs. Well, then now you think like we messed it up.
I mean, I did plenty of jobs in Philly now. I mean, even, you know, couples, I mean, small jobs where it was just power washing, where it might have been just a few hundred dollars, but you know, I mean, again, it depends.
That's the beauty of this marketing, though, right? You can target, right? And so we're going to do this smaller target, right? And if we need to stretch out the target, just let us know, right? But we're going to try to keep it tight to start. Since, yeah. I mean, it's not like Jersey's not dense, you know? So we're good.
Yeah, it's a lot of this in Jersey.
Right. Just like out here in L.A., no problem. So, okay, so we're good on the questionnaire. And then last thing is just the initial program set up here and the $249 payment. So let me just get that fully set up. All right, I'm just adjusting the pricing for the special here. Give me a second there. Did you at least take yesterday off, even if you're working today?
No. Actually, yesterday I was off. Yesterday was 4th of July. Went out with the wife. Spent the day with the wife. Had a nice little time.
And that's the whole purpose of owning the business, right? That you can at least take some time off occasionally.
Yeah, that's good. That's the good thing about being your own boss.
Right. Well, until you become like a multimillionaire, then there's a lot of good things about being your own boss. All right, so Kevin, we're good to go. Again, it's the $249 flat. Card you'll be using at 154 Somerset Drive, Willingboro, New Jersey, 08046, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then you choose a security question here. And the reason why we provide you this ability is sometimes when people start noticing the website that's promoted on Google and everything like that, Local Splash is, a well-known name in the marketing industry. So sometimes you'll get calls from people trying to pretend to be us or trying to say they're your Google partner or something like that, just so they start seeing you become optimized. So that being said, in the event of any confusion, we let you choose a security question. I will let you know, starting with the onboarding call on Tuesday, our calls will always come from the 877 number that you and I have been sharing text messages on, 877-635-6225. So you should save that number as Local Splash, because that's where when our onboarding team calls starting Tuesday, most of your calls will be coming from that. Occasionally, the sales team, like myself, will call. Like, we have a scheduled call already for August 1st between you and I. That's the only time when the calls will come in from this local number, like I'm calling now. Okay, but most of the time, it's going to be coming from 877, okay?
All right, make sure I got that number. So the 877-635-6225?
Correct. About 95% of those calls that from us will be coming from that number.
Okay.
So in the event there's any confusion, go ahead.
Now, I was saying, once we finish, I can lock that number in.
Cool. And then in the event of any confusion, we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer?
Is Fraser. F-R-A-D-I-A-R. I believe that is Fraser. Like Joe Fraser.
Isn't that F-R-A-Z-I-E-R? Is that correct? Like smoking dope?
E-R. E-R, you're right. I said, man, I went blank.
That's all right. It's all right. Good thing I know some of the old champs. All right, we're good there. Okay, so before we do the final step of the call, it's the quality assurance portion of the call. I'm ready for your card number, whatever you are, but I'm not going to charge it just yet. It'll be once we do the quality assurance portion of the call.
4479 5402-1316-1705.
And the expiration?
627.
And the three digits on the back?
9982.
Okay. All right. So again, we're going to do quality assurance here, and then I'll process the card, and you'll get an email with everything in writing. Just to reiterate a couple things, the business name I have is Roman's Gladiator Painting, and then your name is Kevin Romans, the owner, correct?
Roman's Gladiator Painters.
Painters. Okay. I just saw your domain said Roman's Gladiator Painting. Is that?
Yeah.
That's your domain though, right?
No. When we did that, and when I was,
but that's where your photos are, right? I haven't been looking at the wrong domain this whole time, right? This is.
I mean, that's the pictures. What I'm saying is, the guy who did my website. Once we did everything, I was so hyped about how he did everything. I was not looking at the back end didn't say painters, but painting. And until I had to go for some reason I had to go check something in my insurance for something. And when I looked at my insurance, it had Roman's Gladiator Painters. So I needed everything to match my insurance. So I had to go back to him. And he did right in front of me, made some changes with a lot of different things. But he said it was one thing that didn't change that I would have to pay again in order to change it. But I could do that at any time, but I just never got a chance to do it.
No worries. We'll try to secure that domain for you, okay? RomansGladiatorPainters.com. That's the domain. Yeah. I just put there that's the one you want if we can secure that one, because it was probably just a typo from the guy who did everything else for you.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay, I'll refresh that here. Give me 1 second there. Okay, good. All right, so again, the Facebook ads and the website will be live within 7 to 14 days, and that's including the time to do your onboarding on Tuesday. And then, of course, the Google optimization, as I mentioned, is about 30 to 45 days or 4 to 6 weeks to start showing up, and you start seeing yourself gravitate towards the first page, okay?
Okay.
When you'll get all that in writing.
Because again, I'm not, this all new to me. Like, I don't know what page is what, but, cause I ain't really into Facebook and all that. This is only because I have started this business. But when you say on the first page, what do you actually mean? Like, so if you
someone's looking for painters in Willingboro, for example, right? There are usually 10 listings on page number one underneath the map. So like I'll have sometimes like guys who pay per click. These are sponsored listings. Like right now I see Repairs and Paints LLC as a sponsored listing. Then the next one that is not doing that, where we're going to make sure to push you towards the top of these guys, is like Justin's Professional Painting, TJ's Painting Company LLC, Best of Painters. So that's the area where we're going to do everything we can to get you as high as you can get on this list in the shortest time possible. So that's what we mean by first page placement.
Yes.
It's going to be, our whole goal is to at least get you within these first 10 listings and then start pushing you higher from there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for asking that clarification, though. That's really important because there's other levels of Google marketing that you can pay for, but, you know, they're a little bit pricier. And when we cross that bridge, don't get me wrong, we'll be glad to help you on that. But we really want to earn your trust on just this, you know, first baseline level, of course.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And you're going to get this in writing via email and text message when we're done here once I process the card payment. But for now, I'll do the quality assurance portion of the call. Again, this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Kevin. So now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Roman's Gladiator Painters.
Roman's Gladiator Painter is great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Romans, owner.
Okay. And then as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And also, you're authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now, Kevin, it is important now to get results as fast as possible. It's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking Tuesday's onboarding call from 6 to 7 p.m. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you that security question to verify the call is coming from us and not anyone else in the event of any confusion. Now, that being said, when we do call, we're always going to call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number, and that's anytime you get a call from the onboarding team or the customer service team. That being said, make sure you save that as Local Splash under your contacts, and when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and or emails from Local Splash as best you can be, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, great. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any additional companies who do the same thing during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, as I mentioned, and we'll call you before this, but on the 5th of next month, your agreement will automatically renew each month starting on August 5th in the amount of $249. But as I mentioned, we'll call you before that. But this will be a recurring payment. And, of course, being a month-to-month program, though, Kevin, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, the same number that you're saving on your phone. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose a cancel, while we would hate to lose you, Kevin, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment now. Bear with me one moment here. Okay, you should be getting an email within the next few seconds that says, welcome to Local Splash. And there's also one that says, please click here to view your initial invoice. That's going to have everything that we have in writing, as I mentioned, to outline everything we talked about, the $249 monthly payments and the Facebook ads going live within 7 to 14 days, all those things there. You have plenty of time to review this over the weekend. As long as you have it fully reviewed by Tuesday's onboarding call, you know, that'd be great. If you have any questions, of course, feel free to ask us. But if you review everything and everything lines up exactly as what we talked about, you just go ahead and check 2 checkboxes at the bottom. Sign as Kevin Romans. And again, as long as you do that by Tuesday's call, they'll be in the clear there. But if you need them to review it with you over the call, just let us know. I will let you know there's a couple things in there that don't apply to you directly. So don't be alarmed. For example, there's something that talks about a custom website. A custom website is much different from the website we'll be doing for you, just to give you an idea. When we talk about custom website in our world of website making, it'd be like we made a website for you for e-commerce or like selling things on Amazon or something completely different from the one I already showed you a sample of. Mm-hmm. You follow me so far? So that wouldn't apply to you. Even though we're going to fully customize your website, the term on our end doesn't match up the same. And then the other thing that you'll see that doesn't match up to you, like, is Google Guaranteed Ads and a couple other higher-level forms of advertising, as I mentioned, that don't quite apply just yet unless you decide to opt into that some other time. But for now, it's just going to be the Facebook ads, and they're 100% certain there's no cancellation fees on anything should you decide that 1 month and you're done for whatever reason because Hopefully we don't fail you, but if you felt we failed you in that first month, you know, we'll obviously let you exit gracefully, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So any questions in the meantime, before now and Tuesday, feel free to shoot me a text message or give me a call or email. You have all the forms of contact with me and when you send text messages to that 877 number, it alerts everyone on the team. So if you were sending something directed towards me, just say, hey, John, you know, give me a call, or hey, John, have this question or something like that, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, and then, of course, if you want to send over some photos or have your web guy do that as well, you can do that on that email that I sent you. Do you want me to try sending the email one more time? Or did you get it? Did you finally see that one that came from me earlier?
Wait a minute. Let me go back. Email. Yeah, only one I got is the. Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. I got the key. You sent me two. I got the first one and then the one you just sent me. I got the one
with
you. Got
the one with the invite, right?
Yeah, with your photo and all this info. We got about the time for our meeting. Now, wait a minute.
Okay. All right.
Not 2000. Yeah. Got your name information. So that.
I'm
going to
send one more right now as we're talking and see if that one gets through.
Yeah. And then the local splash one.
So I just sent one again that says local splash, please reply to all for photos and logo artwork. Hopefully it went through this time.
Yeah, I see the second one, local splash. Google verify, Google needs the below mentioned information. Yeah, you just sent me action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Yeah, those are all the automated ones from the from the team. So there's guiding you how to do the Google business profile setup. And again, we're lending a helping hand as best we can on all that. So it'll have a lot of walkthrough information. The one that I was trying to send you was just asking you to reply to all for photos and logo artwork. For some reason, it's not connecting when I send it. I don't know exactly why yet, but hopefully it'll get to you at some point. If not, that same area where I sent you the invite, you can still reply to that invite with photos and whatnot, and that'll get to me, and I'll just forward it along to the support team.
Okay. All right. So actually, I'm just trying to see, get understanding how this. So if I go into my pictures, because normally when I go into my pictures, I would if I want to share, whoever I want to share it with, I pick that particular person or phone number, and then I could just shoot them pictures to that person or phone number. Is that the same,
right?
Basically?
Yeah, you can share and then just share via email and just punch in the email address. I'll send you the email address one more time via text, just so that way you have that. So I sent you the email address of jkyle@localsplash.com, just so you have that, you know, easy to copy and paste. I just sent that via text, so hopefully you get that right now. And that way you can share that way. That's going to be the easiest way to send photos to us. The other email address, if you want to keep this one handy, is instead of jkyle, it's just the word support, like, you know, customer support.
Okay.
So it'd be support@localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time this evening. You know, hopefully you can enjoy some time off at least on Sunday if you're busy tomorrow. And then, again, anytime in the meantime, though, feel free to reach out, okay?
Yep. I appreciate
it. And if I don't speak to you before then, I'll definitely reach out to you August 1st because, as promised, We're definitely not going to charge the second payment until you and I talk and see how this first month went, okay?
Yeah. So what's the date? The 5th, right? So come out. So yeah. Now that meeting will come out the 5th of next month. All right.
Yeah, you'll be correct. Calling. That's why I'll call you on the 1st.
Yeah, sounds
and,
good.
And someone from our team will call probably before I do on the 1st, and they'll call. They usually do a check-in about 3 or 4 weeks in, so they're going to do that for sure. But since, again, for me personally, I'm still going to make that personal call to you on the 1st just to double-check, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Kevin. Hey, have a good one. Enjoy your weekend now.
Me too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.